Now, April 4. This is the anniversary of Martin Luther King's passing today. Yeah, it is an Evans with me. Never knew welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. I always remember April 4. You too, early morning, April 4. Pride in the name of love. I don't know why it just comes back to me every year. It's ridiculous. Well, I'm a great fan of Martin Luther King's.
You're welcome to information. Either
I am. There's a lot of rubbish in my head. Much of it comes out, according to the listener.
No.
Listen, you're welcome and good to have you this Friday.
You too. Are you well?
I am very well. Now, last week you had the most fantastic roasty jobby. The chicken was wonderful.
I got great feedback from it, I have to say.
No doubt you did. Now, today...
People nearly went off the road.
Yeah, well, there is that.
To you and the radio.
Today. Yeah, well, today now, what have you got for me?
It's another chicken dish, but it's a very simple... It's a midweek kind of supper dinner, so it is. So it's pesto-stuffed chicken breast with rustic potatoes. So it's kind of sliced potatoes.
Now, where does this come from? Is this... from your background or from...
Well, I suppose it's something that we would make often, like for staff supper and teas, but it's really kind of like Italian because it is stuffed. Again, we're using some cherry tomatoes a little bit, some mozzarella, which we used again a few weeks ago with the meatballs, but and streaky bacon. So it's a really delicious dish. You're using good Irish quality, a chicken breast. You can do this with turkey or a pork chop if you want to.
Okay.
So you can vary it up.
I haven't had a pork chop, I can't
really?
Remember.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I used to love pork chops.
You know, I love
apple sauce.
When I cook them at home for the twins, I just simply grill them, a little bit of soya sauce, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, so it caramelises them, and just serve them with some maybe carrots or broccoli. They love them. I love them.
I'll have to find an alternative to carrots.
Oh, you don't like carrots?
No, I don't know what it is.
Interesting. You like broccoli, you told me.
I love broccoli.
Yeah.
And I love green veg.
Okay.
But there's something about carrots.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
There's all these new kind of varieties that we're using in the restaurant. Yellow, purple, all these different
carrots.
Colours of carrots. Yeah, genuinely. Yeah.
Really?
You get them in Dublin now in Fallon and Burn and good vegetable shops. So
and,
really
and how come they're different colours?
Well, they're just different varieties, so they are and kind of different tastes. Some are slightly sweeter, but the colour is very interesting.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, colour is very... I'll have to bring...
But you see, if I don't eat carrots, I won't be able to see them.
True.
Hence the old. Take me back to the pesto stuff.
Okay, so the chicken. So we're talking about, first of all, buying a good or making a good fresh basil pesto.
Yeah.
We spoke many times about making pesto. You can go now to good delicatessens and good vegetable shops and get really good quality basil pesto. So we're using some mozzarella. We're using 4 skinless chicken breasts for this, okay? The fillet, so there's no skin on, no bone. We're using 8 cherry tomatoes, which are halved, and then we're using also 8 streaky smoked bacon rashers, which I think is fantastic. The rind has to be removed. So what you do, it's
you can
really
eat
really
that while you're waiting.
Of course you can. Absolutely. You make a little pocket just with a point of a knife just into the centre of the chicken breast. This is like if you think back to chicken Kiev when you put in your butter. This is a little bit different. Instead of crumbing it, we're going to wrap it in the smoked bacon. So you put in your mozzarella. You put in your pesto and tomatoes. You can mix this all together in a bowl. Then with a good, like make a good incision that you can really fit maybe a dessert spoon into the centre of the chicken. You spoon all this in and the pesto, a little bit of salt and pepper, and then you wrap it in the bacon. So you, if you can think of the chicken breast, you put make a little pocket like a pita bread. Think of a pita bread. That's a good description. Right into the centre, mozzarella, tomato, and then your pesto in that. Wrap it in streaky bacon and that's it done. Okay, so just leave that then. Now your rustic mixed potatoes. So we're just talking about rooster potatoes, which is going to be sliced very, very thinly.
Are they the most versatile, do you think?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I mean, we're lucky. We have great varieties.
We have
Kerpinks and lots
of
different
ones. Yeah, we favour the roosters as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I tend to use them a lot in the restaurant, but listen, whatever's in season, that's the most important thing. Sweet potatoes with this. So you're getting a lovely colour of your regular potatoes and sweet potatoes, washed, a little bit of garlic, 3 cloves I have there with the skin on, and then some rosemary sprigs. So what you do, you put this onto a tray, you slice your potatoes as thinly. There is a piece of equipment that we use in the restaurant called a mandolin. Okay,
mandolin. We have many a mandolin here in Limerick.
Exactly. And you,
what does yours do?
You have to wear a guard. You know, you put you kind of, it's like a safety guard because you slice it really, really thinly. And if you don't use safety guard, you can nick your finger. Long little slicer, and then it has a blade in it, and you can get it really thick or thin. You can adjust the thickness. So slice the potatoes as thin as you can, because the potatoes have to cook. It's going to sit, the chicken's going to sit on top of the potatoes. So say a large kind of roasting tray or an oven-proof dish.
Sure.
You slice your sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, sprinkle them with garlic, thyme, drizzle them with a little bit of oil, pardon me, and then put your chicken breast, which are wrapped on top. And then you simply pop that into the oven. The oven is preheated at 200, so it's a nice, nice, good, hot oven. Now, these can take from 20 to 25, up to 30 minutes to cook. It really depends on 2 things, how big the chicken breasts are, and also how thick you slice the potatoes. There's nothing worse than an undercooked potato. It's unpleasant to eat, and it's not nice at all. So you can have this ready to go. If you wanted, you know, even the morning or the night before, brush it with a little bit of butter so the potatoes don't kind of discolour. longer, and then you can pop that into, you can have your chicken breast wrap, no problem, and then you can pop that in when you come back from work, and your family is just like a one tray dish, because you have your tomatoes, your vegetables, your bacon, your chicken, and all you also your potatoes. It's a lovely
dish. That sounds lovely.
It really is delicious, and I must say, I've just simply served it with steamed green beans, but broccoli, as you said, are a little bit of salad, because you have your potatoes there, you have your carbs, you have your protein, you're getting everything there. It's
that
so
sounds
tasty.
Absolutely,
it is really
gorgeous.
Good. It's really good, and this would have been one of the recipes that I'd done on my Home Chef series, but also in the Nation's Favourite, and a lot of people said, we've made this, our kids have made it, and they loved it. So the great feedback.
And you see, again, you talk about small people. To get small people to eat good food,
that's a
trick in itself.
Yeah, and get them cooking. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, you know, if you get them cooking early and enjoying it and eating together as a family, you're on to a winner.
You'll probably do that now. I've probably given you an idea now for nothing for your next series, whenever that is, after the one that you're probably working on, for all I know. And that would be that you would bring a whole class of children or whatever to your school.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
I've had a couple of school groups this year already, and it's been really interesting getting them cooking, talking about them, bringing them up to the garden, doing a little tour, just seeing how things are growing.
Sure.
And it's all about education.
And it's also because you have told the story many times about being with your mammy when you were learning how, and that seed being sown. Now, I know it was their business and all the rest of it, but it's amazing how, I think, if a little person gets a taste of something like that, they go, hang on a second, I could do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you could be mentoring somebody.
Well, we hope so. It's always about inspiring people and making them enjoy good food with their family and friends.
I must come up myself and find out. You see, the gas thing about this is a really tasty dish, this pesto stuffed chicken breast with rustic mixed potatoes. Very tasty. I know, but and it's the only thing that makes me salivate, which I'm beginning to do now. And Sinead is.
You've had no breakfast.
And as you know, Al used to salivate all the time when he was in. He had to leave because you had him, the poor man was starved.
We never gave him any food.
Starved. He had to leave. So anyway, there it is. Just a reminder, Marty in the Morning, it's RTÉ Lyric FM on the website. All Nevin's recipes, and now added to it pesto stuffed chicken breasts with rustic mixed potatoes. I'd eat anything now at this stage, would you? Keep the faith until next time.
I'll go over to the canteen and get you a few sausages.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Thank you.
Good luck.